The Happiest People, June 5th. Thou wilt show me the path of life, in thy presence is fullness of joy, at thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore.
Do not think that when you walk with Jesus you must walk in the shadow. The happiest people in the world are those who trust in Jesus and gladly do his bidding. From the lives of those who follow him, unrest and discontent are banished. They may meet with trial and difficulty, but their lives are full of joy, for Christ walks beside them, and his presence makes the pathway bright. When you arise in the morning, rise with the praise of God on your lips, and when you go out to work, go with a prayer to God for help. Wait for a leaf from the tree of life. This will soothe and refresh you, filling your heart with peace and joy.
Fix your thoughts upon the Savior.
Go apart from the bustle of the world and sit under Christ's shadow. Then, amid the din of daily toil and conflict, your strength will be renewed. It is positively necessary for us to sit down sometimes and think of how the Savior descended from heaven, from the throne of God, to show what human beings may become if they will unite their weakness to his strength. Having gained renewal of strength by communion with God, we may go on our way rejoicing, praising him for the privilege of bringing the sunshine of Christ's love into the lives of those we meet. Heavenly intelligences are waiting to cooperate with human instrumentalities, that the world may see what human beings may become through a union with the divine. Those who consecrate body, soul, and spirit to God's service will constantly receive a new endowment of physical, mental, and spiritual power. The inexhaustible supplies of heaven are at their command. Christ gives them the life of his life. The Holy Spirit puts forth its highest energies to work in mind and heart. Through the grace given us, we may achieve victories which, because of our defects of character and the smallness of our faith, may have seemed to us impossible. To everyone who offers himself to the Lord for service, withholding nothing, is given power for the attainment of measureless results.